The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is back in session. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business and current resolutions, and I ask you to recognize the Senator from the 9th for a motion on HCR 34.
Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. Can I proceed?
Senator,
thank you. Mr. President, I move that House Concurrent Resolution number 34 be taken up for third reading and final passage, and I move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be House Concurrent Resolution. Senator from the 9th, you've heard her motion. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your concurrent resolution is before the body.
All right, I have 1 second. HCR 34 urges the Baseball Hall of Fame to induct John Jordan Buck O'Neill into the Hall of Fame. With that, I'd be happy to answer maybe a half a second question, and if not, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator from the 9th has moved for the adoption of HCR number 34. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Butler.
Inquire the senator from the 9th.
Senator from the 9th, do you yield?
Yes, I do, really quickly. Please.
What's that bill about again?
Okay, to urge the National Baseball Hall of Fame to induct Buck O'Neill into the Hall of Fame.
All right, that's a good bill.
Thank you.
It's a good thing it's your bill.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the 9th, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 9th renews her motion that HCR 34 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 15th, votes aye. Senator from Butler, votes aye. Senator from Webster, votes aye. Senator from the 2nd, votes aye. By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, you have adopted House Concurrent Resolution number 34. Senator from Boone. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of personal privilege.
The senator from Franklin County has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator from Franklin, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Obviously, we are here on the final few minutes of session, and I think it's appropriate at this time to rise for a point of personal privilege to thank our staff. First of all, I want to begin by thanking the Senate research staff for their invaluable bill drafting and counsel. Every year, it seems like we file a record number of bills, amendments, and they always rise to meet that challenge. I want to thank the Senate appropriations staff for their work on the budget. I believe it went very smoothly, all because of the expertise that they bring to that part of the business that we do here. I also want to thank the unsung heroes behind the wall in the Senate bill room, in Senate communications, CIS, maintenance, print shop, and operations offices. This building is 100 years old, a historic building, but it's under the direction of our Senate administrator. Our staff, they use these offices, and this place runs just like a modern office would run as well. We also need to thank the Capitol Police for their security and their daily vigilance, keeping us safe. Our doormen that obviously we all rely on a great deal. And finally, we want to make sure that we thank the Secretary of the Senate and her staff who put in incredible long hours ensuring that the journal is correct, our calendars are ready. And so when we adjourn in the late hours of the night, even in the early hours of the morning, their work is not done. It continues on so that we come back the next day and we're ready to do people's work. Mr. President, I want to thank you as well for your work. I want to thank the floor leader for what he's done. I want to thank my Senate colleagues for the work that we've done this session. I thank some of the members, the freshman members that came in here this year, the fact that we were able to continue business till this time in a fashion that I believe is honorable in the Missouri Senate, I think is invaluable for what we've been able to do here. Mr. President, I think it would be appropriate for us to give those people a hand for their hard work.
Let's show our appreciation for all the staff. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire of the senator from Franklin?
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I assume I will yield, yes.
He reluctantly does.
Reluctantly, yes.
Senator, have you killed any more turkeys?
Not lately.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, one final time, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before this Senate body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, May 21st at 10 a.m. for a technical session.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Tuesday, May 21st at 10 a.m.